Eli Lilly's deal man, Allogene's off-the-shelf CAR T, and Merck's turns by. Eli Lilly's corporate development chief is busier than he's been in years, and institutional capital should read that as a leading indicator. Big Pharma's mergers and acquisitions engine is shifting from obesity into orphan indications with durable pricing power and regulatory tailwinds. While the market fixates on GLP-1 dominance, Lilly's heightened acquisition activity under Jake Van Naarden points to a strategic pivot toward assets that can command premium multiples without payer pushback. Precisely the formula behind Merck's $7 billion acquisition of Terns Pharmaceuticals announced this month. The convergence of accelerated FDA pathways, rare disease approvals like Denali Therapeutics' Hunter syndrome drug Avlayah, and the exhaustion of bolt-on obesity targets means pharma giants are hunting for transformational neurology and metabolic franchises, not just incremental pipeline fills. The deal calculus has changed. Merck paid a disclosed $7 billion for Terns, a metabolic disease developer, signaling that pharma is willing to deploy capital at scale for pre-commercial or early-stage revenue assets with clear regulatory line of sight. That valuation discipline, roughly 12-15x forward peak sales estimates for differentiated rare disease programs based on historical comps, is now the baseline for any neurology or metabolic franchise with orphan designation. Lilly's Van Naarden operating at peak tempo suggests the company is in live negotiations across multiple fronts, likely targeting CNS and rare metabolic disorders where Avlayah's March 25, 2026 FDA approval demonstrates regulatory willingness to use surrogate endpoints and accelerated pathways. Acting TIR Director Dr. Tracy Beth, who explicitly endorsed the heparin sulfate reduction surrogate used for Avlayah, noting it was reasonably likely to predict clinical benefit, a framework that makes early-stage rare disease assets far more attractive to acquirers who can underwrite development risk. Allogene Therapeutics' upcoming off-the-shelf CAR-T data readout, flagged in the same stat podcast, underscores the persistence of allogeneic cell therapy as an acquisition target class despite multiple commercial stumbles. If Allogene can demonstrate efficacy without prohibitive toxicity, expect a bidding war. Off-the-shelf CAR-T solves the manufacturing economics that crippled autologous therapies, and pharma needs scalable oncology platforms to offset patent cliffs. Follow the money, rare disease as margin expansion. Pharma mergers and acquisitions is now a hunt for regulatory arbitrage and pricing insulation. Rare disease assets with orphan drug designation carry 7-year market exclusivity, minimal payer resistance on price, and FDA review timelines compressed to 6 months or less for breakthrough designated therapies. Avlayah's approval pathway is instructive. Denali Therapeutics secured accelerated approval based on cerebrospinal fluid biomarker reduction in a 47-patient open-label trial, with the confirmatory study still enrolling. That means Denali is generating revenue, and likely acquisition interest, before definitive efficacy data exists. FDA Commissioner Marty Makary framed the approval as regulatory flexibility in service of rare disease patients, a posture that de-risks acquirer underwriting. Contrast that with obesity drugs, where Wave Life Sciences' recent failure, mentioned obliquely in the podcast as a drug that forgot to help people lose weight, demonstrates crowded competitive dynamics and brutal efficacy bars. The GLP-1 market is now a scale game for Lilly and Novo Nordisk. Acquisition targets must clear 15% plus weight loss thresholds to merit attention. Rare disease, meanwhile, rewards mechanism novelty and orphan economics. Merck's $7 billion Terns deal likely reflects peak sales potential of $500 to $700 million for a metabolic franchise with multiple indications, implying a 10-14x forward revenue multiple. That's rich but defensible if the asset has multi-indication optionality and patent life extending past 2035. The institutional play, acquirers like Lilly are likely targeting neurology assets with 1. Orphan designation, 2. Breakthrough therapy status, 3. Biomarker-driven endpoints that enable accelerated approval, and 4. Indication expansion potential into larger CNS populations. Avlayah treats Hunter syndrome, which affects roughly 500 U.S. patients, but the underlying biology, lysosomal storage disorders caused by glycosaminoglycan accumulation, applies to adjacent indications like Sanfilippo syndrome and Hurler syndrome. Denali's platform is the target, not the single indication. Deal multiple compression and the Allogene test case. Allogene's impending data release will stress test off-the-shelf CAR-T valuations. The company's market cap has contracted from north of $4 billion in 2021 to under $1 billion as of early 2026, reflecting investor fatigue with allogeneic cell therapy's clinical execution risks. But if the readout shows durable responses in relapse/refractory hematologic malignancies without graft-versus-host disease, Allogene becomes a takeout candidate for pharma seeking to own the allogeneic CAR-T category before competitors scale manufacturing. The strategic logic mirrors Gilead's $11.9 billion acquisition of Kite Pharma in 2017, which bought the company Autologous CAR-T leadership. Allogeneic CAR-T offers better unit economics, no patient-specific manufacturing, shorter vein-to-vein time, and the potential for off-the-shelf inventory distribution. If Allogene's data validate the model, expect bids in the $2 to $3 billion range from Lilly, Bristol-Myers Squibb, or J&J, who lack credible next-gen cell therapy platforms. That's 8-10x peak sales for a technology with multi-billion dollar blockbuster potential if it can penetrate frontline settings. Regulatory tailwinds and the FDA's surrogate endpoint doctrine. The FDA's Avlayah approval establishes a template for accelerated rare disease development that fundamentally changes mergers and acquisitions underwriting. Denali submitted a 47-patient, open-label, single-arm trial with a surrogate biomarker, heparin sulfate in cerebrospinal fluid, and received full approval contingent on a post-marketing confirmatory study. That study is more than 95% enrolled, meaning the drug is already commercialized with label claims before definitive efficacy data exists. For institutional capital, this matters because it compresses time to revenue for rare disease assets and de-risks clinical execution for acquirers. Lilly or Merck can now acquire a phase 2 rare disease program with a credible biomarker, push it through accelerated approval in 18 to 24 months, and start generating revenue while the confirmatory trial runs. That fundamentally changes the IRR math on mergers and acquisitions. Historical rare disease deals, like BioMarin's $3 billion market cap when it launched Brineura in 2017, traded at 15-20x peak sales because regulatory timelines stretched 5 to 7 years. Accelerated pathways collapse that to 2 to 3 years, justifying higher upfront multiples. Acting Director Dr. Tracy Beth, whose public endorsement of surrogate endpoints for lysosomal storage disorder signals FDA intent to apply this framework broadly. Expect acquirers to prioritize rare neurology and metabolic programs with clear biomarker pathways, alpha-synuclein reduction in Parkinson's, neurofilament light chain in ALS, or specific enzyme deficiencies in metabolic disorders. Any asset with breakthrough designation and a validated biomarker is now a live mergers and acquisitions candidate. The Plaquemine view Lilly's heightened mergers and acquisitions activity is not just about filling pipeline holes, it's about securing pricing power in a post-IRA environment where Medicare negotiation threatens large market franchises. The Inflation Reduction Act subjects drugs to price negotiation after 9 years for small molecules and 13 years for biologics, making mega blockbuster strategies riskier. Rare disease assets with orphan exclusivity, by contrast, enjoy 7 years of monopoly pricing without payer interference, and most never reach volumes that trigger IRA negotiation. Van Naarden's deal tempo suggests Lilly is frontrunning this trend. The company's obesity franchise, Mounjaro and Zepbound, will face IRA negotiation by the mid-2030s, capping revenue upside. To offset that, Lilly needs durable franchises with pricing insulation and multi-indication expansion potential. Neurology and rare metabolic disease fit that profile perfectly. Merck's $7 billion turns deal and Denali's Avlayah approval both validate the strategic logic. The second-order effect, mid-cap biotech with rare neurology assets will see compressed timelines to exit. Historically, founders and investors held assets through phase 3 to maximize valuation. Accelerated approval pathways mean phase 2 biomarker data is now sufficient to command pharma-scale multiples. Expect deal flow in the $3 to $8 billion range for rare neurology platforms, with acquirers willing to pay 12-15x forward peak sales for differentiated mechanisms. The wild card is Allogene. If off-the-shelf CAR-T data validate the technology, the company becomes a strategic imperative for any pharma without a next-gen cell therapy platform. That's a $2 to $3 billion takeout at minimum, and possibly higher if the data show frontline potential. Lilly, with its Van Naarden-led corporate development machine running full throttle, is the most logical buyer. The company lacks credible oncology platforms beyond its antibody-drug conjugates, and off-the-shelf CAR-T would plug that gap decisively. The bottom line: Eli Lilly's mergers and acquisitions intensity under Jake Van Naarden is a tell. Pharma is rotating capital from crowded obesity markets into rare disease and neurology franchises with regulatory tailwinds and pricing durability. Merck's $7 billion turns acquisition and the FDA's Avlayah approval using surrogate endpoints demonstrate that accelerated pathways have collapsed time to revenue for orphan assets, justifying premium multiples. Institutional investors should watch for deals in the $3 to $8 billion range targeting rare neurology and metabolic platforms with breakthrough designation and biomarker-driven endpoints. Allogene's upcoming CAR-T readout could trigger the next wave of cell therapy mergers and acquisitions if the data validate off-the-shelf economics. The trade is clear. Rare disease is the new margin expansion story, and pharma will pay up to own it before competitors do.